it's Aisha, and also Natalie, just silently on the standby.
Hi, guys.
And then we also have our guest today, if you want to introduce yourself.
Sure. Hi, I'm Tammy Nelson, and I am the CEO and founder of Conquering.
Yeah, we have a big name on today's podcast, you guys, and I'm very excited. By the way, you're listening to your local Brown Girl podcast. Important part of the intro, I feel like, but also you probably know that at this point. Today I'm talking to, you gonna call you Miss Nelson?
You can
I do
call
not
me
Tammy. Want that is like such a line, because this is actually the first, I guess you could say, adult we've had on the podcast. It's been a lot of young people. It's been out for maybe like 4-ish years now, because I started like early on in high school. So yeah, I'm really excited. So tell us like a little bit about Conquering, and then I'll maybe talk about how we met.
Sure.
And all the Wavemaker program and all the awesome stuff you guys do.
Awesome. Yeah. So, Conquering is, I guess, an inspiring piece of jewelry that has a word on it that only appears when you spin it. So that's kind of the cool thing about it. And I don't know, I guess that's the part I love about it.
Yeah.
And the words are interchangeable. So the idea was that you would think about your day with intention, and you know, kind of what lies ahead for you in that particular day, and what might you need to help you conquer your day, which is where the product got its name. And then it just has sort of like taken on a little bit of a life of its own in terms of being a fidget ring. I am a big fidgeter, so I love that it is something you can
that
fidget
is hilarious
with.
If you guys hear the clicking in the background,
I noticed.
I didn't even notice I was doing it until you said that. I've had this for maybe a week now, and the clicking in the background is the ring. Like, I'm just so used to doing it now. I have ADHD, and like, I'm always just playing with my fingers or whatever, and like, it's literally just been a part of it now. Like, it's in the background noise of my brain all the time. So that's crazy.
Totally.
But yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, as it's kind of become really blown up and become really popular in the last few months, it's really been a lot around the fidgeting aspects of it have been kind of what has really drawn people to it, I guess. And then obviously as a side benefit, the inspiring message. And so that's, I really kind of created it to be kind of just like a cool looking piece of jewelry that ultimately people are like, oh, like, what does your ring say?
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, actually, and take it off and give it a spin, and then they can read it, and it's kind of cool. But
I think that's so cool that like people took it and like ran with it and were like, this is insane. And I also saw that video on your TikTok, which Conquering is basically part of this movement of insane small businesses that have blown up on TikTok. And
crazy.
If you have like not heard of that, like, boom, you must be living under a rock. Every time I go on my For You page, there is a small business owner there promoting their stuff, and it's always good. Like, it's always well made. It's always, even this bracelet I have, is my friends bought it for me from a TikTok creator.
Nice.
And she has this beautiful business model, and you really get to know the business owner. So I loved your guys's TikTok. It's kind of like, small businesses do a great job of that. They're not corporations, so like, you know everyone, you know, like, what they're doing. I also noticed your son is on your TikTok a lot, which is really fun. Is he like, did he help you start the company?
He did. So my son is in college. He goes to Miami University here in Ohio, and he's kind of the more engineering mind behind it. So I'm kind of the idea around, you know, what it would look like and the inspirational aspects of it. And then he really focused on how to actually make it work. Because it seems like it would be like super simple. It's really just, it's two pieces. It's kind of like a U-shaped part with then a circle that clicks into the U-shaped part to make a ring. And it seems like it would be super easy, but it actually was really complicated. It took us 2 years
of my
prototyping
gosh.
And over and over and over prototyping, hundreds.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen this ring, the design is two pieces, which is also really impressive. And the way the secret message works is basically half of the phrase is shown on one side of the spinning disc, and then the other half is on the other. So when you spin it really fast, you can see how it appears. And what's crazy about this product is it's one of the few that like you kind of have to see it work. So I don't know, super intriguing. I can't tell if you guys can tell that I'm really, really into it. But I actually hadn't heard of the business before you came to my school. So Miss Nelson or Tammy, whatever we're going to use going on,
Tammy's great.
Did the great honor of coming by our school with some of my co-organizers of this Black Lives Matter march that we led this past summer. And basically, why don't you tell us about the Wavemaker program and like the amazing things that you said to us about it.
Sure. Hopefully I won't cry this time.
Oh my gosh, that was so... It was literally the sweetest thing, but it was also like kind of funny. Like, I don't mean to poke fun at you, but it was like the morning time and we had no idea what was happening. One of our principals like emailed us and was like, can you guys come down to the main lobby? Oh, also you guys, I'm gonna edit out all the background noises, but we are in a park. Because, you know, COVID, we're trying to be safe. If you guys hear anything, please bear with me. But we went down, and she told us basically nothing. And we kind of asked for follow-up information. And we're like, so, like, who wants to meet with us? Like, what's going on? And she was like, I'm not telling you anything. So we, like, went down. We all, like, shuffled down together. And, like, it was just... morning, we were waiting there, and then I see someone like coming up to the school, and she's holding all these big white bags. I'm feeling like it's Christmas, but also I'm like kind of scared, because what we did was a controversial thing. You know, we did a Black Lives Matter march in a pretty conservative area, and not a lot of people were happy with us about it. Like, I got a lot of threats, so I was like, is this just gonna be me getting trolled again? Like, I'm kind of scared. And then in comes Tammy with her fun white bags, and she basically gifts us all one of her amazing rings with an amazing message on it. If you want to go ahead and tell us about that message.
Yeah, so we started the Make Waves program, and the idea behind the program really was inspired by one of my own daughters, who has really kind of, I guess, has always sort of, I felt like, stood up for what was right, and always had an opinion and didn't kind of just go with the popular flow and, you know, maybe let things pass her by, but really in this last year has just kind of found her own voice. And it's just been inspiring to see her. She just turned 18, so we launched the program actually on her 18th birthday, kind of as she was becoming an adult. And just, it's been so fun to like see her stand up for things that she believes in. And so we started the program to honor youth throughout the country that are doing the same thing, using their voice or their actions to make positive change in their communities. And so when we launched it, we decided it was her idea, and she knew how inspired I was by all of what you guys had done. And so it was her idea, what if we honored you guys as the very first recipients? So, you know, and what you said was really true, and it I think it's why I was like so choked up about it, is because this is like such a conservative area.
Yeah.
And when she first, you know, it was in the midst of the peak of lockdown and quarantine, and when she said she wanted to go to this march, I'm like, I'm like, I totally support the march, but
it's like, scary.
Is it gonna be peaceful? Like, I'm like worried, like, is there gonna be violence? Is it gonna be, you know, like positive and uplifting and encouraging and like making a, you know, a positive impact with a positive message?
Or is it even going to be safe?
Right.
You know, with that huge gathering of people in a pandemic, which was a lot of questions we got for sure.
Yeah. So I was honestly worried, but she was adamant. She was like, I am going. She's like, my best friend is Black. I support everyone having equality, and I need to be there. It's like an important point in history, and I need to be there. And so then she started telling me more about you guys, and I don't know if you knew her very well, but obviously, you know, enough that she was able to share a little bit about all of you guys. And and then of course I you know, saw and watched a lot of it all unfold, and it was amazing. You guys had such an incredible turnout, which was just extra inspiring here in this very conservative
right.
community. So we moved here about 8 years ago from Wisconsin, which now has also become very conservative.
Hyper-conservative, right.
It wasn't. Where we were at the time that we lived there, we were not. We were in a very progressive area, and So when we came here, it was like shock.
Natalie's family is the same way. Yeah.
We're so surprised.
Like, we had no idea. I mean, I was recruited here for a job. And, you know, we looked at the normal things you look at as parents. Like, we looked at, oh, how are the schools? And, you know, like, just whatever. We looked at other things. It's not like you right. normally look that up. You just,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that seems like a, like, great. And then we got here and we're like, oh, whoa.
It really
like,
hits you in the face.
Yes. So, so I just think that was, like, what was so impressive. Like, you guys, and, you know, knowing that you guys did get a lot of pushback, you know, mm-hmm. it's hard. And it's, that is, like, what is so inspiring to see.
Thank
you.
That's so sweet.
And
it's crazy, especially, like, as a mother. My own mom, like, as you were saying, had those same safety risks and concerns for me, and she like was very adamant that I don't plan it or I don't do anything with it, and not for anything against the cause at all, like you were saying, like she right. just cares about me, and she had every right to be. Like, we had crazy people humming after us. We had counter protesters. There was someone on Facebook looked me up. Aisha Chaudhry is a pretty common Pakistani name. And so she looked me up on the FBI database and found that there is a terrorist linked to someone named Aisha Chaudhry.
Oh,
and so they were going on Facebook. They were like, I don't know who this Aisha Chaudhry girl is,
oh,
but she's bringing ISIS to Mason. And it's like,
oh,
I go to your local high school. I probably tutored your son. Like,
yeah.
Come on now.
Oh,
and so that's kind of part of what it is, like putting yourself out there. Because my name and number was plastered on there because I
yeah.
wanted to make it as accessible and as easy for everyone, which is why we did it here. Not everyone had the opportunity to go
right.
downtown and to make the noise that they really wanted to make.
Right.
And we felt that as students. So that's why we did it. So it was actually kind of crazy, like a couple months later, having this opportunity for you to come to the school and for us to reflect on it, because it happened so fast almost that
right.
we never really got that chance. So yeah, Olivia was amazing with supporting it too. She was like, her daughter is so sweet, and obviously our school is really big, but like, you know, of some people, and she's like always had like such a great energy. And I remember like just messaging her, because she did this thing where she would post people's stories on her Instagram, and I loved it because it was something that not a lot of people were willing to do. And she would go into depth research
yes.
and say everything and say their name, even though it's not something that people wanted to do. People always are quick to like post a cute little infographic, you know, see
right.
something that's like, support, you know, Black Lives Matter, double tap for, you know, whatever. But, you know, no one wants to get down to the gritty and see like these people's lives that are taken away from them, because it's so easy to do it in your own comfortable space. So she really confronted that, and she wasn't afraid to. Like, posting long videos like that is like kind of faux pas. Like,
yes.
there is like a little social media etiquette or whatever, but she wasn't, like, at least to the audience, she wasn't afraid of that at all. So I loved
yeah.
that about her. So I already knew, like, you have to be an amazing mother to like
so
come up with someone who's so sweet and awesome. And like, I've had like great nuanced conversations with her, so I was really excited for our conversation. On that note, don't feel afraid to badmouth her now, but I know you guys work together on like the social media and everything, and you work with your son. What's that like, working with your family? Because me and your daughter are similar ages, and let me tell you, if I tried to run this business with my mom, I don't know how it would work out for me.
Oh gosh, yeah. You know, they always say, like, don't work with your family. Don't work with your family or friends. But honestly, it has been, like, absolutely the joy of my life. Like, it's been so fun. You know, working on the design of it with my son Jake was just super fun. And we were always there to, like, kind of lift each other up when one of us was down. Thank God neither of us, like, got in the doldrums at the same time, because
yeah.
then it, the whole thing might have come screeching to a halt. But you know, every time one of us was like ready to give up because we couldn't get the design right, the other one would be like, well, no, but what if we try this, or what if we try this. So that's been amazing, working with him. And then really started working with Olivia more recently, because to be honest, when we started, so we launched this product in January, and you know, not an ideal time to launch a new product,
yeah,
like
peak of
know,
a pandemic,
8 weeks before
right
a
right before
pandemic,
pandemic.
Right? So it was like really slow going. Like, I had so I have a full-time corporate job that is
my still right now?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So I work full time separate from this business. And, so I had originally gone into this product like, okay, I need to hire all the help. And so I actually hired a marketing firm that was going to handle everything. They were going to do all of our social media, our email, you know, our website, everything. And sales were really slow. Like we were only selling like, you know, a couple, $2,000-$3,000 worth of merchandise a month. And, you know, I was paying more than that for the marketing services. And so we had to stop. Like, I couldn't, you know, you go so long and you put more into your business than you're getting out. And that's fine. You invest and you expect to make a loss for a while. But I finally was like, all right, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. If there's ever a time to like pull back, it's now. So anyway, so we did that. But then as we kind of like started stepping back in and, you know, figuring out like, well, what are the most important parts? I had to piece things together. And Olivia is incredibly organized and she's like really detailed. She plans things really, really well. And she knows social media well, like everyone in your generation, right? And so I asked her, I'm like, would you want to work on our social media? Because I just don't have time. I've got all this, I've got great imagery, I've got all this content, but like I need someone to like put it together, make a calendar, schedule all of it, get it all posted. I need someone to like do engagement with people who are commenting and asking questions and everything. And she's like, yeah, I want to try it. And she has done amazing. Like it's so good. She's so on top of it. So she puts it all together and then I review all of it, obviously. And, you know, I'll make edits and things. I am, my degree is in marketing and that's what,
perfect. I mean, for what you do.
So my real job, if you want to call it that, there were air quotes there.
Right.
If you're wondering. My real job is in marketing and then of course that helps in launching a business. And so when she writes social media, then I will review it. But really we've never butted heads on anything. Really,
yeah, that's amazing.
So yeah, it's been
wow. Fun. That's crazy. I feel like I didn't even know you had a full time job still, which is insane. Because if you guys haven't seen this company on TikTok, like you guys really did blow up. Like you are a very classic example of that small business TikTok boom. And I don't know, just seeing it all is kind of crazy. Especially you started it while having a full time job. I get those questions all the time and I don't really understand them because no one my age like owns a business really.
Right.
Like how I do school but then also like run a nonprofit and everything. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it makes sense. But then like seeing someone like you, like who's a mom who has a job and then another job and like is successful at both of them and then also like is trying to live her own life. I don't know, like it makes me think, I'm like, maybe I'm crazy and everyone else is onto something. But that's like super, super inspiring, I think, especially like as a female owned business, this is like a difficult time to do that. I would know, people see my cover art and it's like a brown girl with purple hair and it's like, all right, well, you know, it's called Your Local Brown Girl Media. It's like not for weak hearted people, I think. And there's like kind of a line there, you know what I mean? Between someone who just doesn't want to see what they haven't seen before versus like someone who might be like kind of skeptical to get into that, like buying from a business off TikTok. Like I'm sure you get people that are wary of doing that kind of a thing just because they're not used to it. Like this whole e-commerce thing, that's, you would think, has been here for a while. People would trust it a lot more, but it hasn't really taken over brick and mortar just yet. I think it's definitely like with Amazon and everything towing that line. But how have you found it on TikTok? Like how'd you find yourself where you are now with how many followers, do you know? I think it's like 600,000.
No, our followers, you know, it's funny, I was actually just gonna, because we're like on the cusp of getting to 2.5 million likes.
Oh my gosh,
which will be fun.
Right.
Fun, milestone. But yeah, I think we let's see. Let's look. We have about 68,000 followers, and
we're
still at 2.4 million.
That scared
likes.
Me. I was like,
but yeah, we have. You know, TikTok. It's
because Olivia doesn't do your TikTok, does she? I remember you saying that. Which is crazy. So you're like a mom running your TikTok, and then you went viral. Which I think why you went viral, really.
It's crazy. And I know, I always say, well, you can teach an old marketer new tricks. That's what I always say.
That's true.
I would have never, ever thought I would be on TikTok. But, and I'll tell you something. You mentioned something earlier that made me think of it. Originally, you were talking about how, you know, small businesses kind of more authentic and personal versus like a big corporation. And I'll tell you, I first tried, if you like go back to some of our old TikToks, I was the person in them, but I was using more toward like
commercial methods.
And I was saying it more like we and talking about it more as a company and not like saying me and I, which is like very normal for a company. Like in my regular business, we always would talk about we and our and us,
right?
And
you just did
company, right? Yeah. But I found like when I switched it up and really put myself out there as like it's me, it's my company, then it really became, I think, more authentic for people. And they're like, oh, I know the owner of this company. Like, I know who's created this.
Yeah.
And then they feel like a little more connected and interested or like vested in it. It's fun. Like now there's, you know, some of the people who were some of our very first followers, you know, like are proud, like feel like they discovered us, you know, which
absolutely.
They did, you
kind of like with a new band or something that like blows up overnight.
Totally.
It's like I was there before absolutely everyone else is like obsessed with them. And I noticed that too, because I was like stalking your page because I was obsessed with all your videos, and they're funny too, which is crazy. Like small businesses now have to have not just a good product to market, a good marketing strategy, or any of the funds behind it, they have to have a shtick, even, I guess is the best way to put it, kind of, to distinguish themselves. Because it's easier than ever, but also harder than ever to open a business. Like, keeping it afloat, you need to have something about you that's different. So for you to have this product that's also, you know, I've never really ever seen anything like it before, but at the same time be launching, like, initiatives to, like, the Make Waves program, and also have, like, a witty TikTok page is very impressive to me. And I noticed it with everyone else. Like, this bracelet was made by, I think it's Tam Tac Jewelry. And she, like, you know exactly where your money is going. Like, you know exactly whose wallet. And she's a great example of that. Because she, like, immigrated here super young. And she told her entire story to her audience of how she started this business from the ground up after, like, kind of failing in school. And everyone really sympathized with her. So there was this beautiful, as you can see, I mean, it's a beautiful piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
And it's really nice quality and it's real rose quartz. But she also has a story, you know?
Yes.
Like when you're getting the box, like she packages them on her TikTok, which I know like a lot of businesses do because people like seeing
that.
They like
to see it. Yeah.
Which is crazy because we haven't done that before. It's kind of a new age of marketing where corporations are trying to get used to it. I don't know if you're on Twitter.
I am personally on Twitter a little bit. I don't advertise. I don't do conquering on Twitter. And we also, my regular job, we don't do Twitter yet either, but I'm pretty
Have
familiar.
You seen, like, those Twitter wars between companies like Burger King or McDonald's, Chick-fil-A and Popeyes? Like, and they're talking like teenagers, you know what I mean? Like, they're using slang, and they're noticing that it's getting them lots of likes. And, like, the replies, when you look at it, it's perfect marketing. People are like, now I want to eat a crispy chicken sandwich. And it's like, that's exactly what they want. Like, that's exactly what they want to hear out of a customer. And that's a very rare response to get from, say, a commercial you've seen a million times that's just interrupting your TV show.
Exactly.
So I'm really excited to see where that goes, because I think that's, like, also just part of that age of e-commerce, especially like as a business owner. Obviously I'm not advertising a product specifically, so it's definitely a different field in media, but it is very, very interesting as a normal consumer, especially like because I'm on TikTok normally, I make videos here or there. So imagining maybe like even my own mom, she's a nurse practitioner, like in that position running a TikTok page is like kind of hilarious.
I laugh about it all the time. Like I bought a ring light for my kids.
Dude. It's amazing.
You know, like, it's like just funny. I have like a little TikTok corner in my office.
As you should.
Because, you know, Like, I gotta have a place to go where I can jump up, quick jump in there, get the ring light going, and jump in. But yeah, so it's
so
it's
when
funny.
Did you find that, you said your business was slow at first and then you had to let that marketing firm go. When did you find that it started booming?
100% TikTok. It's when we really started going on TikTok. The very first TikTok we posted that actually kind of got a little bit of traction was there's a sound that has been floating around. I still see it today. It's still mm-hmm. in use. A lot of people use it. And it's a person who was saying something like, you know, I don't get it. All you business owners that have all these orders overnight, what's the secret? Like, what do you do? I mean, it's basically the shtick. And I, at that time, and then she said, she's like, I have like 20 followers or something like that. That's how the sound ends. And so I did want to that. I showed the product and I used her sound and it just like went crazy. It was like the first time we had, you know, like 50 orders in one night. And wow. We were like, whoa, like this is crazy. And then we thought, oh, we were super happy with that, thinking that that was like the biggest we would get, you know. And then we posted a few more TikToks and then we had one blow up even bigger. And since then we've had ones blow up even, you know, now we have probably, I don't know, we probably have about 6 or 7 that are over a million views.
Yeah. Crazy reach.
So yeah, mm-hmm. So it's been good. I mean, it's gotten even bigger. And in fact, we sometimes people will find that old one, that first one that went, and they'll make a kind of a snarky comment on there and say, oh, 20 followers, right? And I'm like, we did. I took a screenshot when I made that because I thought, someday if we ever get big, someone's going to question, were we really little when we posted that? And we were. Like, we just, this all happened since August. And we've sold out 3 times since August. So it's only been 2 months. Like,
yeah.
My God, yeah. It's been like 10 weeks.
Essentially 2 months, yeah.
Yeah. It's been like 10 weeks.
Which is, I don't know. I mean, I saw your TikTok with Emway. She is this, you know that girl who's in the car and there's that video of her, she's like, the cop just pulled me over,
yeah,
they gave me a ticket and I didn't even know it was illegal, and she's like crying and she's like, and now I have to be late to work and they don't even know where I am. And it is I don't know, have you seen this video?
I've seen a lot of her videos and I follow her, but I didn't see that particular one.
So I would say it's probably like what she's most popular for, because it's from her original platform Vine, which rest in peace,
okay,
which is like years and years ago, maybe 6 years ago. And you know, then she's on TikTok and like a lot of ex Vine stars, she really blew up on TikTok. So Emily made a video where she like was blowing and it blew up there on her page because she has an insane following, especially with my demographic. And then you duetted it, and then your video also kind of went crazy.
I think we have more than 3 million views on that one,
which is insane, because it's like, to get that kind of a reach on a commercial that you spend millions of dollars on is insane to think about. But you have basically free advertising.
Right.
And I just think that's like such a cool tool that, oh my God, that little poem. Cool tool. I always have to say something when I rhyme. But like, not a lot of people are taking advantage of it, you know? Cause
so true.
A lot of people are kind of like, oh, you're starting a business or you're going onto social media. There's definitely a stigma about not going straight into a brick and mortar kind of situation and going in e-commerce, which doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like that.
Well, and some people I think just have, especially people in my demographic, have like a negative feeling about TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
There are so many sirens. Like, that was part of the reason it took me so long to get here too. There were all these
sirens. Where are they going?
I don't know.
I hope everything's all right, y'all.
Yeah, no kidding.
But please, let's turn it off.
But I think there's people who just have like a really negative bias against TikTok.
Definitely.
And so they're just like not open-minded to check it out. Like, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I knew of Vine. And I thought that was fun, and you know, I wasn't on it, but I would see some vines here and there, and I always thought they were really clever. And then, you know, Musical.ly, my girls were on Musical.ly when that
was big.
And I just, you know, that was just like fun. Oh, they're doing dances and whatever. That's cool. And then when TikTok kind of was getting to be bigger, and they were on it, but I really wasn't. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really feel bad about it. I just was like, oh, that's not for me, kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And then Jake really was the one who just said, you need to, you know, Jake was the one that said, you really need to get a TikTok, and he just went ahead and set it up, and then but then he didn't do anything with it. I'm like, well now what am I supposed to do with it? So, and he's like way more cool than I am. He's like Yeah, but he, you know, it's not his thing. I'm the marketer, so he's like, no, you got to figure out.
And then,
like,
you killed
cool
it.
Stuff. So yeah, it's funny, but it does make me laugh. Like I, we went to a lot of, so Olivia's, a lot of her best friends graduated this past May from her dance team. And so we were at a lot of graduation parties, and it was right when everything was blowing up, and we would walk up to a graduation party outside, social distance with masks, just to be clear. But we would walk up to a graduation party, and like her, like all the friends would be like, "Hey, Mrs. Nelson, congrats on your TikTok."
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, okay, we'll chalk that up to something I never thought I would hear. But
because
yeah.
It's like, you would think hearing a mom who sometimes, you know, her daughter works with her social media, her son works with her, you would think that they would be the reason for your fame.
Right.
But in reality, you did it all yourself. And like, that's very impressive, because it's a very specific culture on there that you got to get used to. And, you know, I'm the age of most people on there, and I still really, I don't get
hard.
It.
It is, the time.
Yeah, it really is hard to like
gauge
know
it,
what
yeah.
will people, you know, what people will really enjoy or be engaging or useful. But I think for me, I think it's just, I won't say it's easy, because I don't really like being on camera, and you know, it's not like my natural. I haven't like lived on TikTok until August, 10 weeks ago. But for me, like our brand, like all I care about is being authentic and empowering and uplifting people. And so there's just so many people like that on TikTok.
Yeah, absolutely.
That it's easy to connect because of that. Like, you know, we're just kind of straightforward, and we're just there to be positive. And in fact, I've been meaning to mention this. After we posted the TikTok about the Make Waves program and selecting you guys for it, I was like all over it like a hawk. I was like watching those comments, because I'm like, so help me. If one person
your
comes
inner mom
on
just
here. Oh, I was just
the
like
maternal
waiting.
Instincts.
Yeah, I mean, because we, you know, I do, like, personally, I have really strong opinions, and I will do things I can to make positive change, and at the same time, I'm so accustomed to being like in corporate,
right?
And
HR friendly.
You know, and we have to, you know, try. We have to kind of walk a fine line, and, you know, recognize different points of view and whatever. And so, this was the first time that I posted something where I thought, you know, people could criticize what I look like, or they could criticize this or that, or other things about my TikToks, but I never really had posted something that was like potentially polarizing.
Right.
And so I was like, so help me. If they say one bad thing about these girls, I am like going to be all over it. And I was like just watching like a hawk. Like I was ridiculous. I was like a teenager. I was like checking every single, like refresh.
That's
like,
so
okay.
Sweet.
And amazing. Like, did you see
no,
all the comments?
Literally. We were talking about that in the group chat the other day. Someone like, and we don't talk in that group chat anymore because the march was so many months ago. But someone said, they're like, look at the comments on that TikTok. They're so sweet.
Like,
and it
you
was amazing.
Feel so proud. I mean, they're like, not only were they like just sweet, like, oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. Congrats. Good work. You know, you're making a positive change. And then there were like all these inspiring quotes people quoted. But this was my favorite. There were several where you could tell they were like younger kids who said things like, wow, like, I hope I can be like them someday. Like, or like, they're inspired. Now I'm going to make you cry.
And I don't cry.
there were like at least three comments that I could tell were from younger kids, like expressing like just how they admired what you had done.
That's
and
so
like
sweet.
Hope that they could be like you someday. And it's like, wow, like
that's
amazing.
Crazy.
So yeah, so
oh
I
my
was
god
so
she's not even
happy.
Kidding, I am tearing up. I just, yeah, I think that a really great example of that was that video with Emily I was talking about, because she is very edgy. Like,
yes.
I'm not sure how else to put it, but her humor, her page, extremely edgy, like very e-girl aesthetic. And nothing wrong with that. I love that. That's kind of the vibe of what I have on my page. But your page is, like, I think what you have going for you is that wholesome mom kind of vibe. You know what I mean? Like, people love hearing you talk about your product because you sound like you care about it, because you do. And so they, like, just love hearing about it. And I see that in your comments, too. And that's why they want the product, is because you make them believe in it. So to see that contrast of, like, wholesome mom TikToker duetting Emway with her best friend, who is much more controversial than even she is, I was like, why? How is this happening? And I think that's also part of why there was so many likes, because you weren't afraid to duet it. And you were like, that's a really fun way to spin it.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you a little secret about that one. So I didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, before I duet someone, I always at least go to look at their page just to make sure it's not like totally inappropriate or whatever. And so I looked, and I could definitely, obviously I definitely noticed, you know, she was kind of all over the place and edgy and different looks and whatever. But like the general vibe I got from her page was still like kindness and positivity. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I'm good. So I never really looked, I didn't notice even that she had so many followers. Like, I just was checking like, okay, is she like a good person? Okay. And then I did it. I did the duet. Well, Olivia, all of a sudden it started blowing up. Like, I have a screen in my office that shows the live view of our Shopify store.
Yeah.
And so that really gives you a sense of like what's going on. And all of a sudden, like, my sales just like more and more and more people were like coming onto the site.
Oh my God.
And you could just see all these people coming on the site, and then you could see all these people putting stuff in their cart, and then you could see sales, and then all of a sudden my phone is like ching ching like, and I'm like starting to sell, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I looked back at that TikTok, and I'm like, holy cow, like I couldn't even believe it was like blowing up so much. And then the very next thing that happened is Olivia texted me, and she's like, oh, and she never texts in all caps ever. And she sent me this text, all caps, like 6 texts in a row. And she's like, you just duetted her. She's like, I love her. She's so wholesome and authentic. And she's just so awesome. And I can't believe she has a conquering. Did you send that to her? And I'm like, no, I didn't send it to her. She just bought it. And she just posted this. I'm like, I didn't even know she was big. She's like, Mom, she has millions of followers. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, I didn't even notice. Like, I mean, I just checked and make sure she was like a nice person.
Yeah, the rest of your page, you have duets with just normal people that don't have a following. So I can totally believe that you went on and you're like, okay, cool. She's, you know, normal. And then boom, so that is hilarious. I could not imagine. Can you imagine if your mom like made a duet with like David Dobrik and then it was like, all right, no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't know. That is so funny to me, but I love that, like, snapshot, kind of. Like, I feel like if you showed that to people in 50 years, like, this is kind of what we were doing in 2020. Like, there was a lot of hate going on, but there were also a lot of unlikely parties coming together. Like, even right now, I'm doing this campaign for your local Brown Girl Media where it's called the Operation Turn Make Mason Blue, and we are just exploding with Biden signs because I've seen a lot of Trump signs. And my little cousin was with me the other day, and she like saw like her 10th one of the day, and she just started bawling.
Oh,
and like, it's like, come on, if an American born girl who's probably the smartest person I know and she's like 12 is gonna cry and feel like she's not welcome here, like, we gotta do something about it. So I wasn't expecting even a reaction from that, but then like, we got hundreds of dollars in donations and so many people wanting to volunteer and put up signs. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, you focus so much on, like, the drift of conflict that we have and, like, the amount of tension that you never even notice how much unity is happening because of it.
Yes.
And I think that's, like, important, and especially 2 weeks from the election. Almost 2 weeks from the election.
Yeah.
Important to keep in mind because it's only going to get more polarizing from here. So
yeah.
I like holding on to that hope while we're still.
I know. It's so true. I know. And that's what I also have a 13-year-old daughter, and I was telling her how I was like watching that post like a hawk just to make sure no one was making any negative comments. And she's like, well, Mom, what did you expect? You're on the like happy, positive, uplifting side of TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I hope I stay there forever because
there's sides.
Oh my god.
And sometimes they have like crossover episodes. Like, there's like, when you go on your For You page, it is crazy because I'll go on Natalie's or I'll go on Mariah's, I'll go on any of my friends, and all of our TikToks look like they're for like different apps, basically.
Yeah.
And because they're all curated to you, so you'll see like on Natalie's, she'll send me TikToks, and I'm like, where are you getting
these
from?
Where are you seeing these?
Like, I love seeing them, but they're very different from what I usually see.
And then I'll send them to her, and she's like, or I'll be saying a TikTok sound, and she's like, what is that? I'm like, it's literally all that's been on my For You page for the last week.
Never seen it.
It's crazy
so that's like.
How customized they are.
Yeah.
Well, and I like that you can customize too. Like if you, you know how you can hold and say, yeah, I don't like this or I don't know what it says.
Right.
Like you say,
I don't want to see content like this or anything like that.
And I do that. Like I'm just like, get it off.
Definitely.
Like, if it's not like, if I'm going to spend as many hours a day as I do in there, it's not going to be negative.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Yeah. If you just, like, if you see one and you just press and hold, it pops up and it says, like, I'm not interested in this or don't show me. I don't know.
And then it, like, recommends less stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I definitely feel that because some of my TikToks, maybe 3 or 4, have, like, gained some traction. And I'm a controversial person, so they were all on controversial things. And you definitely will, like, sometimes end up with people that are more negative minded, and then since they double tap it, more people that have their algorithm do it, and then you'll find that you might just end up being like on Trump talk and you're just like stuck there and you're like, anyone please interact with this if you are not a Republican.
Get me out of the
please
side.
So yeah, I think that's like very, very in your favor too, is that you have like such a wonderful community. So, and I feel grateful for the same thing with my business, which makes me really hopeful. But I think that's our time for today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was super fun.
I love talking to you. And then what I do at the end is I'll outro the same way I intro. And I'll be like, I'm Aisha. And then you can say your thing. And I'll be like, and you've been listening to Uncle Brown Go Podcast. And then we'll do like the outro. So yeah, I had a great time talking with you guys today and talking with Tammy. And it was so fun. And you guys definitely check her out. Everything is going to be linked in the bio to her Instagram, to her Shopify, and her TikTok and everything, so support her for sure. Yeah, so thanks for listening. I'm Aisha.
Awesome. And I'm Tammy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you listened to an episode of Your Local Brown Girl Podcast.